Everyone, when we talk about Parshas Chayisara, either you focus on Chevron, or you focus on the Shidduch story. Within the Shidduch story, you guys are not in seminary, so it's not always thinking of, on your minds of getting married. But relationships are important, and definitely when we're talking about the relationships of our patriarchs and matriarchs, we talk about the type of qualities that we want in a significant other. And most people would read the Parsha and say, oh, what was Avram Avinu? Avram, the Ish Chesed, continuing on in his family of an Ish Chesed. So obviously, Sarah was a Baal Chesed. And Rivka has to be a Baal Chesed. And many people, since first grade, have been reading the Pesukim and say, the main thing is that she's a Baal Chesed. And unfortunately, people minimize the difficulty of what that means to be a Baal Chesed. And for the 4 minutes that I want to discuss it with you, is I want to show you the tremendous depth reading the Pesukim, what Chazal tell us and certain Parshanim tell us, to maybe show a bigger picture as the Hemsheikh of Zera Avram or Avi of Am Yisrael is being created. And that is a beautiful Malbim, that when it comes to the Chesed, there are different stages that comes when when Rivka is helping Eved Abraham. In Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah says, Hine anochi nitzav al in hamayim, ubnot anshi ayir yotzot lishov mayim. The Malbim says there are four different levels of a test here. The first level of a test is, Hine anochi nitzav al in hamayim. Where's Avram standing? Now, where's Eved Abraham standing? Where's Eved Abraham standing? By the water. What would a person say? Not only, do it yourself. V'ra'ui sha'na'ra, whoever this damsel, whoever this young lady, what did she say? And it would be okay. Ra'ui sha'na'ra tomar, halu ata omid alayin. You're standing what? By the well, by the spring. Lama lo tishteh min alayin mayim shalafanecha. Do it yourself. Why don't you drink from it? Number two within the pasuk. Uvnot anshei ha'ir yotzot lishov ha'mayim. What could she say? Why?
Me.
Why me?
Ever that before?
Why me? V'alo tomar lama tirtzeh davka, that I will do. I already put my kad on my shoulder. Leichel na'ara acheret. Then what there be yotzot? She'ura kad biyada. And let them give you water. Pasuk Yedal. Vayana rash. Asher umari la. Hatina chadich ve'eshte. Ve'amra shte ve'gam kamalecha ashke. Ota hochachta. Avtacha liyitzchak uba'ida. Ki asita chesed im adoni. Explains the Malbim. The third piece. Vayana rash. Asher umari la. Hatina chadich ve'eshte. What is she going to do? She'll say, wow, that what is it? Vayana ra asher omar la, hatina chadech v'eshte. What does that mean? Hatina chadech v'eshte. Take, bring it down.
Yeah.
So listen to what the Malbim says. She'eshal davka shehi tatea kad. I'm specifically going to say, you take the water off my shoulder. Shezet torach gadol, shetitztarech lorid akad mi'al shechma liyadea. Lashkototi. What should she say? Aren't you a mensch? What is this? Was it chivalry here? Where? You're the man! What are you doing? V'ra'ui shetichasal zeh. Says, you should do it. You take your kad off your shechem. You take the pitcher off your shoulder. I want to do it for you. Number, then put it all together, number four. She's going to say, Shetei v'gam gamalech eshtetz. Because midot and chesed explains that Malbim is not only just being a nice person. The Rambam in Hilchos, what's it called when in the Midos? What does he call it? Where does he put it down in Midos? Hilchos? Deot. Chesed is a lot of wisdom. It's a lot of wisdom to be a Baal Chesed. And that's what the Malbim says here. This is a Siman and Chochmata. The Tuv Libah. Because then she'll say, look, this guy, why is he not doing it himself? Why is he asking me to bring it down? Maybe he's got arthritis. Maybe he's got a lot of pains in his hands. And therefore he can't do it himself. And therefore she says, you know what? She uses her Gemara cup. She uses the thumb. And she says what? If he can't do it for himself, guess what? He also can't do it for the Gemalim. So it's not just Stam, ooh, what about the Chesed gave to the camels? It's using a Chochmah. The Malbim's highlighting this concept of Chesed, of the depth of what a person to really be a Baal Chesed. And within that, I want to show you the other side of it. Because it's not just the Chesed parsha. Rashi, right after this, quotes what happens after. We skip ahead in the story. Then you have, they finish giving the camels to drink. What does Eved Abraham do? What does he give her? Good. What, you know the pasuk? That's true. It's nose rings and jewelry. But how much? The pasuk says in Perek Chaf Dalet, pasuk Chaf Bet.
1, 2, and 10.
Good. Vayi kasher kilu agmalim lishtot. Vayi kacha ish. Nezem zahav. What's a nezem zahav? Nose ring. Beka mishkalo. Ushnit smidim ayadeha. 2 bracelets. Asara zahav mishkalam. Very nice. So people have learned Rashi. Shnayim mikra vechatar. What is Rashi quote? A nice medrash. Very nice. 10 statements. I don't like saying commandments. 10 statements. Right? Aserita dibrot. But it's okay. Becca. Becca. What is Becca? Rashi says it's remes to the Machshis Hashem. Ushnei tzmidim. It's a remes to? Shtei luchot habrit. How is it? Shtei luchot, says Rashi. Shtei luchot mitzumadot. From the word tzmidim. Together. Asara zahav mishkalam remes la'aserita dibrot shebehen. So you read this Rashi, okay, that's nice. And you're mezalza a little bit in Rashi. You think, okay, it's like almost like a gematria. That's nice. Nice. What's the message of this Rashi? Rav Yosef Salant, I'm looking over here by the Chorva, he was a tremendous darshan in the Chorva. It's one of my go-to svarim, because his depth in giving over understanding is amazing. He said that Rivka is not just about Chesed. That's only one side of that Aseret HaDibrot. Rivka is the Hemsheikh of Sarei Haman. And therefore, what Eben Abraham is saying is, that's beautiful that you just did that Chesed, and there's tremendous Chochmah in that Chesed. But just being a good person and the Ben Olam Chaver is not enough. You are a Hemsheikh of Sarei Haman, as we see right before Shishi. That when he brings her into the tent, it's the tent of Sarei Imeni. And the Targum Onkel says that she performed exactly like Sarei Imeni. And that's why Rashi there talks about, not just in the chesed of the Mahari, Lushi, Vasi, Ugota, Vachnasa, Torchim, but Rashi talks about all the Benat of Lamakom ideas of Havakat Nirot, etc. What this hint over here within Rashi is that you should know the chesed is great. But guess what? That's only Berkel HaGugolot. It's only what? It's only a half. It's only the Machatzit HaShekel. That's beautiful, but that's only half of the coin. Because what do you have? Shnei Tzmidim, which is what? The Shnei Luchot Tzmudot. You need to be able, a real Torah Jew, needs to be able to be working both on the Ben of the Mamakom and the Ben of the Chaver, especially the mother. The Eim HaBanim over here, of a continuation of Sarah. It's got to be both sides of that Aseret HaDibrot. This, I remember, this will conclude, I remember being interviewing to be a camp director. It was a couple years ago. And many years ago. Not as much gray hair. And I didn't get the job. Now, maybe because of this answer, I don't know. The camp director, I was going to be like the head, whatever it is. And he said, what is the most important thing for you? For your campers to walk at. And Judy said, what's the most important thing? And what did he say? Before you answer, let me tell you what's most important to me. Ben Adam al-Khabir. They have to be a mensch. They have to be a mensch. And I said, it's true. I said, with all due respect, I also, they have to have Ben Adam al-Khabir. But for me, it's the shtei luchot. I need to be able, I want the aspiration for guys to be able both to be the Rav Chaim and the Ben Adam HaMakom, to be able in the learning, to be able to, with their relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam and what they represent, to be the Rav Chaim, but also in the Ben Adam HaMechaber. People should see you and have that element also together. That's the message when we're in yeshiva. When we're going to be able to read this message of building a Jewish home. The Jewish home here is founded on these principles. The one of chesed, omek of chesed, together with Torah. Everyone open up your Gemara, please.